Okay, there you go. That's a good start. So, good morning. I was thinking this morning, it was 13 years ago that I preached here last. And good memories on that one. I have to say, it is strange standing up here, but I get to say that this is the first time I've ever spoken in a room that was standing room only. So that counts, right? And with that, you fell for it. With that, it's kind of like a standing ovation that I just got. So I'll take both of those. I actually was describing to my son this morning the service, and he was home visiting just overnight, and I'm describing it to him, and I get to the part where it's like, there's not going to be any chairs, no rows of chairs. And so my son loves to give me advice, and he goes, "Whoa, Dad, no chairs? You're going to have to wrap that up." So I'm going to do my best to kind of be short this morning, which I struggle with sometimes. So I have to say, though, it really is something how, as we're doing these Advent weeks, to have this week where our focus is on love fall on Watts Sunday. Because there's a part of me, it just feels like, wow, you know, worship is amazing. Preaching God's word, that's also amazing, transforming. But there's something about actually doing. And that's what we're doing this week. We're serving. It is Christ-like love in action. And I feel like that's probably the truest form of the church. So it's kind of cool that it lined up this way, that that's what we're talking about. And we're actually going to have a chance to do that today. And I don't want to freak you out, but part of what I want to do today is give us all a chance, just a few minutes, to actually serve and love like Christ. And we're going to take that step today. So, and I think people in this room probably have all done this before, but there's something special about Advent, love, and then serving all in the same moment. So, as we do that, as we get ready for that, let me pray for us, and then we'll jump into just a couple verses. So, let's pray. So, Father God, as we intentionally go through the Advent season, love, joy, hope, and today focus on love, we are mindful that these are more than just qualities. These are things that you've brought to our world through your Son. And Father God, we want to remember, focus on them. We want to anticipate celebrating the birth of Jesus, understanding all that it means. So, Father God, today we pray that you would remind us, focus, Lord, help us to get the greatest love story that has ever been told. The story of your Son coming as an infant. God Almighty, Creator of all, putting on flesh to redeem His creation. So, Lord, we pray that you would help us get it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as I prayed, it really is the greatest story that has ever been told. Nonfiction, right? It's the greatest story. And isn't it amazing? It somehow has gotten missed today. At best, minimized, in some instances, misused. Others, you could say it's even been abused. If you were to go and do a public poll and say, what is in the top 10 of most famous, the most meaningful love stories? Or if you were to Google it, like I did, do you know that the story of Jesus, the story of God's love, His pursuit of mankind, it doesn't even make the top 10 list. Somehow, in our modern world, we've missed it. We've missed it. So what do we do with that? Well, I just want to say, tell the story often, especially this time of year. Let's tell that story that people will understand. And so I want to kind of go through some pretty basic verses. You'll recognize it, but read it with the advent of love in mind. John 3:16, for God, the creator of all, so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. Man, that God so loved the world. And I love how John details this out later on in 1 John 4:9-12. Let me read this to you. This is him just digging a little deeper on it. It says, this is how God showed his love among us. Pretty clear. This is how he shows his love. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we've loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Catch that last part. This last part, I think, is so important. His love is made complete in us. So if we just receive God's love, and we kind of keep it to ourselves, we never do that next part about responding in love to others, there's something incomplete. There's something missing. See, by design, I think we're supposed to experience God's love. We have to understand his love for us. We have to experience his love for us. And then there's a response. And I think it's kind of proportional. So when we talk about growing in our faith throughout our lives, I think this is one of the ways that happens. The more we understand and experience God's love for us, for me, then the more we're able, and can I say even compelled, to share his love. And the more we share his love, the more complete his love is in us. Do you catch kind of the experiential cycle of that? You know, in James, it talks about faith without works is what? Dead. In some ways, you know, not entirely, but in some ways, God's love for us in us, what we're experiencing, it's incomplete until we take that next step to share it, to demonstrate it. And what does that really look like? I think it's not much more than caring about people, serving people, serving them with our time, talents, treasure. It's making a difference for somebody else. And when you're doing that because you recognize the fact that you have so received God's love, you're so blessed, it's kind of a natural thing. That I'm gonna share that love for somebody else. I think when we get mature in our faith, you begin looking for opportunities for that. Because you recognize there's something really good about responding in love to somebody who has a need. I like to think of it this way. At least this has been my experience. It's like it resonates with my soul. It's more than just feels good. It like I know deep down, it really matters. Now, here's the crazy thing. Sometimes I'll do something and I'm like, that was okay. I didn't see any big reaction. I, you know, it was just about like something I should do, and I do it, and whatever. There's other times when I'll do something that I'm going to think, oh, this is going to be really good. This is going to rock their world. This is going to truly help, and maybe not. I don't know. But here's what I know. When I am faithful in loving and serving, I can leave all that with God. And I'm telling you, there's been some times in my life where I've heard later that that one thing I did that I didn't even think twice about, God used it in a powerful way. Because that's what happens. It's not really as much about me. It's certainly not about my love. It's about His love. You know, John, 1 John 4:19, I think, sums it up so well. And this is a verse that you probably all know. You probably all have it even memorized. What's amazing is when God brings it back to your memory. But doesn't this just, it just says it. We love because He first loved us. So this morning, one of the things we're going to do is, as a church, everybody here, and I even want to invite folks who are watching online. I understand there's a record crowd online watching this morning. I want to even invite you at home to participate in this because we're gonna actually do this. This is one of those moments where we get to do an application of the truth by actually doing. And so Mike Gadd is going to come up and tell us a little bit about some of the other things that we can do. But then as a closing prayer, as our closing thing, we're all going to take just a few minutes to pray for every one of these cots. And I'll share a little bit more about that after Mike describes some of the other things.